Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good. We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Morning, it's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush has checked out for the day. He'll be back on Monday. Hour 3, by the way, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Check out their job openings there and more at NEBCOinc.com. By the way, we will have Cody Schmick in next segment from Beer House and Kincaidor telling about all things going on at the Beer House as well as the Howler House Comedy Club. And Kincaidor Brewing. So next segment, we'll have him in studio. And at the end of this segment, we will have Taste Test Friday with Smoking Gun Beef Jerky.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're hungry, just know in a few minutes, we'll be dining on beef jerky.
It's
right there.
I should have gotten some form of drink.
Well, you have coffee, don't you?
It's over.
It's empty.
It's over. Ellie, could you score me a cup of water from the mill? For the upcoming
or a bottle just, of we have a bottle of water in the fridge, the back
oh,
fridge,
man.
Too.
I'm sorry. I mean, well, she might be busy. If you're busy, don't worry about it.
We'll get it at some point.
Okay.
We'll get it at some point. Thank you. And by the way, before I move on, I need to address something that happened in the game show because I didn't think to make fun of it when you did. I don't like to make fun of your answers and trivia because it's you never know what's happening there in terms of what's going to happen. You got to go on top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
You guessed Jack Black for Iron Man. Now, Jack Black is been known as more of a chubbier guy his entire life. So
chubby.
A lot of texts and tweets were almost incredulous to the idea of Jack Black being Iron Man.
Incredulous.
Yeah, incredulous. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, he's more of a, you know, a fitter.
Buff.
Buff, fitter guy.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, the idea of, you know, Jack Black
now.
Is a chubby man. It might be a comedy role of Iron Man.
Ellie, thank you.
You got your water.
You really got me a water.
You're prepared for beef jerky tasting here in a matter of minutes.
Thank you, Ellie.
That's great.
Wow. Wow. All right. Everything's going. The show's gone well today. It's Friday.
Yes.
April
11th today.
April 11th.
And day two of the Masters is underway. Oh, by the way.
Here we are. We're closing in on, we have day two of the Masters. I imagine guys have teed off by now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Even Justin Rose, the leader of day one, is teed off.
Check it out. Give the people.
You want a Masters? Wait. You want a Masters
yeah.
update?
Yeah, we
is that
do.
What you want?
Yes, we do.
Hey, hang on a second. I can help you out there.
Anyway.
Day two of the Masters in lovely Augusta, Georgia, Augusta National, underway. Justin Rose, round one leader. Even par through one, was bogey free until the 18th hole yesterday. Still shot a 65, 7 under par, his fifth time leading after round one of the Masters. No one else on the leaderboard has teed off yet today in terms of who has a chance. Bubba Watson, former Masters winner, right now inside the cut line, which projected at 2 over par.
Okay. Thank you.
J.J. Spahn, you know who that is. He's plus 2.
I have no earthly idea who J.J. Spahn is.
From North Dakota, 1 over par inside the cut line.
His name again?
Tom Hoagie.
Hmm.
Charles Schwartzel, one-time Masters winner, plus 3, is right now outside the cut line again early here in day 2. You'll hear the names, big names, teeing off here shortly. Scotty Scheffler will tee off at 12:23 Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
Ludwig Åberg, who finished second place last year, will tee off here in a matter of about a half hour, 8:58.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson DeChambeau, 3 under par. 9:15 tee time today after a wonderful opening 69 yesterday at Augusta National. And of course, we mentioned Rory McIlroy trying to get the monkey off his back to get finally his fourth. He's got all the majors besides the Masters. He was 4 under par through 14, was over the green and 2 on a par 5, chipped it too far, went into the pond, chipped back on, makes a double bogey, and then makes a foolish double bogey on hole 17 to go from 4 under par to even yesterday.
He blew up.
He will tee off today at 8:58 a.m.
He blew up.
And that is your update from Augusta National. Again, your leader, Justin Rose, on the course, even par through 1, 7 under par total.
It appears that Ellie is checking out.
That's
Are you
sad,
checking out?
Because we're talking Masters here.
Are you leaving?
Hello, friends.
She's leaving.
She has to go.
Yes.
There we go. There's your update from Augusta. There we go. Thank you, everybody, for playing along with that. Football. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Read an article from our good friends at CBS Sports this week with the question, did the SEC's dominance in basketball this year put pressure back on the football programs to assert dominance again? This is a conference that we all know SIP forever has been carried by football, the likes of Alabama, Georgia, LSU. Florida has had spells of carrying the conference, not now, but they have in the past.
Mm-hmm, they have.
And basketball, besides Kentucky, traditionally has been not great in the SEC. Brandon Marcello wonders if, again, having 14 teams in the dance, having 7 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams and the champion, Florida Gators, puts pressure back on football, who is, again, the Big Ten has won the last two titles of Michigan and Ohio State. Did the basketball put pressure back on the football programs of the SEC, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I'm not going to call it a one-off because the SEC has been strong in basketball the last few years, not this strong. No, I don't think it does. In fact, I just think we're still in the area of the conversation where it just enhances the overall conference. And I don't think it has a great impact on football. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
And plus, it's not like the football part of the SEC has dropped off the map. I mean, it's still very strong, right?
It still feels weird living in a world where the Big Ten, which had a big drought going. I mean, I guess, you know, Ohio State won it back in 2014, but before that it was 2002 when mm-hmm. they won it.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, it had been a drought before. Now the Big Ten's won back-to-back titles.
Uh-huh.
We've made fun. Nebraska's in the Big Ten. We've made fun of the Big Ten not getting over the hump, and now they have. And it's like the SEC get all these years of winning, and 2 years of no title is odd. For that conference.
It is. I mean, yeah, it is, but it's not, again, there's still, the programs at the top of that conference are still very strong. In the middle of the conference are still very strong. At the bottom, they're not, you know, there's some work to be done. But no, I don't think this puts pressure on them. Any more pressure than there already is in the SEC.
This is a stretch saying, hey, you know, just trying to find some off-season fodder for us.
That's
here.
That's what it is.
Some material here.
CBS is very good at it.
They are. We like them.
I think, number one, there's always pressure in the SEC to produce in football. I don't think this, maybe enhances it a little bit, but I don't think they're sitting around at Auburn going, hey, see what Pearl's doing over there? We got to get going. They'd have to get going anyway. Hugh Freeze, you know? No.
You might say that Florida being the champs and the SEC being good at basketball helped football try to, you know, instead of being so upset about it, hey, this took our minds off disappointment of no champions because this sport was so freaking good. 14 teams in the dance, the champion, 7 in the Sweet 16. That was upsetting, but this was incredible. They should thank basketball for finally doing something for the conference.
And I think it just enhances the profile of the school, which helps the football program. I don't look at it as pressure. I look at it as pretty much just
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
It enhances the profile of the schools. It enhances the profile of the conference. that helps the football program programs. If now, if the SEC football, if it were to, you know, if it would fail on a sustained basis, and this would keep happening, where they have 14 team basketball teams in the tournament and 7 in the Sweet 16 for the next 4 years, if something like this were to happen, then you start having that. But no, I generally think this just enhances the profile of the entire conference, and as a result, the football programs as well.
Jesse asked on the text line, how much does it help the Big Ten coming home with a college basketball crown title? With the crying laughing face. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate that.
Jesse, come on.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, the SEC doesn't play in the crown.
No, nobody played the crown from the
SEC.
Well,
no, they didn't because of the...
They had 14 of the 16 teams in the actual dance.
That's part
they
of it.
They had only two teams that really could play in the crown. That's
well,
it.
I don't even know if they would because of their affiliation with ESPN.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think they would
play. I haven't looked at who can and who can't play.
I don't think they would play in the Fox tournament, the SEC teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the SEC.
No. Take that. You can't win our title, you jerks. Stay in your own title. Make your own trope. Go to the NIT.
No, I don't know. The whole conversation to me is about how good the SEC basketball was this year. I mean, it was incredible to watch those games, incredible to watch the SEC tournament. I enjoyed watching Auburn more than Florida. I like Florida. Obviously, they're the champ, and they earned it. I thought Auburn, I liked watching Auburn more. I thought Auburn was a little better inside. But I loved watching Tennessee play. Enjoyed those teams. Enjoyed
Dude,
watching.
It was a fun year for the conference.
Oh, God, yes.
Florida SEC conference champions or title. They won the tournament and they won the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good postseason run for them.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the conversation.
Pretty good. Incredible.
Basketball in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is a strong basketball conference and remains a strong basketball conference. But it was pretty visible who was the better conference this year. You know,
no questions.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got going?
We wrap up this segment before we get to Cody Schmick, who is sitting out there.
Cody's waiting. We'll be with us shortly.
We do on Fridays. We do a roll call. We do, of course, idle chit chat. What else we do on Fridays? Sip. What do we eat?
We eat smoking gun jerky.
Yes, we do. And today we've got two jerkies to try. I'll open up the first bag. This one, Sip, is Jamaican jerk beef jerky. The caption is a little Rasta in your jerky.
Okay.
Here you go. Show it to the camera. So
I'll take a little Rasta.
All right. So while Sip is dining on his jerky, I'll tell you about smoking gun beef jerky. Once again, just north of 48th and R, right by Raising Cane's there. Check them out if you want to stop in person. They've got 40-plus jerkies in different bags up there. You can also buy different things for your grills if you'd like to at smoking gun jerky. They've got T-shirts. They've got all sorts of stuff there. Ryan and Joe, the owners, are incredible people. And if you are not local, you want to buy this from, I don't know, Washington, Kansas, Oregon, New Mexico, you can do that. SmokingGunJerky.com, promo code EARLY, gets you 10% off your order. You are right now trying the Jamaican jerk style out.
For breakfast. This is a good breakfast. Ellie got me to the water. This is critical. It's not, I mean, the thing that I'd say about smoking gun is the texture is really good. I mean, you can bite into some jerky that you're just immediately like, texture alone is a problem. Texture is really good. They have all these different flavors. I am putting some Rasta into my morning.
It's not Rasta in your pasta. It's Rasta in your jerky.
Yeah, I'm 8:25. I'm experiencing some Rasta.
And it's you like that?
100.
Like the Rasta?
100. I love it. Thank you. Who runs that place again?
This is Ryan and Joe. Ryan and Joe are the co-owners of Smoking Gun Jerky of Nebraska. The website, smokinggunjerky.com. You want to stop in person, just north of Raising Cane's at 48th and R. Wonderful shop. When you walk in, the smell is like, yep, I'm where I need to be. It smells wonderful. We all like the smell of jerky. Imagine walking into a place that smells like jerky all the time.
You know what? Think about what you just said. When you walk into a place and think, this is where I need to be, you're doing something right as a business.
Well, that's the, and they are doing great stuff. All right, so you had the Jamaican jerk. We'll do one more here. This one, you need the water for sure here, Sip. It's called Sweet and Hot Beef Jerky. Sweet, .. with some heat.
Mm.
So this is, yeah, you know, smoke. I like, this is again sweet and hot. You can see that right there.
I like hot food. I like things that make me uncomfortable.
This might be that. Joe said, careful, Sip. A little spicy. He chimes in on YouTube. He's watching right now.
Hi, Joe.
Smoking Gun Joe.
Okay. Sweet and hot.
We tried Jamaican jerk. You gave it a high score.
Yeah.
A little Rasta in your jerky in your mouth.
Yeah, the Rasta is what you get with these, with Smoking Gun is unique flavor.
That's true. They are very inventive over there.
Right. And I think that the variety is appealing. I think that'd be appealing for gifts. This is not run-of-the-mill beef jerky that you just grab at a convenience store.
No. They put effort to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
while Sip is dining, once again, if you have purchased Smoking Gun jerky and we don't know about it, would you please like send a screenshot to us? Let us know. Either on Twitter at 937 Jake Swords and at Steven_Sipple or text us at 402-464-5685. I went to Smoking Gun on Wednesday and saw the there's updated pins on where people have purchased from. I saw North Carolina. I saw Georgia on there. I've seen some Florida buyers. We don't have New Mexico yet. I don't see anybody from New Mexico.
Why not New Mexico?
I didn't see anybody from Montana yet. Oh, no, not Montana. There's Nels in Montana he has.
Nels.
I didn't see Wisconsin, though. Nobody in Wisconsin has purchased our Smoking Gun jerky yet.
I'm surprised New Mexico hasn't.
Where are you at, New Mexico? Where's Nevada at?
Doesn't New Mexico just sort of seem like a place where there'd be a lot of beef jerky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you would want better beef jerky, which is from Smoking Gun.
The sweet and hot. I'm going to say this. The sweet and hot probably exceeds the Jamaican jerk a little bit. I like it a little bit more. So I'm in the 9.6 range. This is just excellent. It's excellent.
That's good.
Yeah, sweet this and would hot. Be good. This would be good. A good addendum to your breakfast. You could have this with eggs and hash browns and some jerky.
Nice.
Seriously. You know, and your coffee.
That would be good.
Yeah.
So, again, we had today Jamaican jerk and sweet and hot from Smoking Gun Jerky. If you want that, get that online, smokinggunjerky.com. Promo code EARLY gets you 10% off your order. Or if you stop in person, go say hi to Ryan. Go say hi to Joe. They're over there. They open at 10 a.m. Doors open at 10.
Yeah, and think about Mother's Day.
So go say hi and tell them you heard on the ticket. And by the way, Mother's Day, or how about your Easter basket?
Right.
How does a bag of beef jerky go well for your Easter basket? Sounds delightful to me.
Mom might like a box of beef jerky, or mom just might like beef jerky at the party that you throw for her. Right?
Yes.
I mean, maybe not the gift. Yeah, I mean, you can give it both. You give your mom the gift and have it out for whoever attends the party for your mom.
Please go to smokinggunjerky.com or stop by 48th and R. Load up on jerky for Easter, for Mother's Day, just for yourself. It's great golf food. Put a bag in your golf bag.
Or while you're watching the Masters.
That's some good advice right there. SmokingGunJerky.com. Thank you for the flavors today. And please get on the Wall of Fame by purchasing using promo code EARLY. When we come back in studio, Cody Schmick, the owner of Beer House, Kincaidor, Howler House, and more, is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only.
Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.